moves us forward. It's how you think. It's how we think. Courtyard by Marriott. Official hotel of the NFL.
There are two ways to pour motor oil. The hard way, which can get messy. Or the easy way, introducing Valvoline in the new Easy Pour bottle, featuring a redesigned easy pull tab and spout and anti-glug tube. Now, the proven protection you expect from Valvoline is even easier to pour. Faster, cleaner, proven. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Valvoline, since 1866. Now at Advance Auto Parts, buy 5 quarts of Valvoline full synthetic high mileage and a filter for $33.99. Terms and conditions may apply.
Baseball season is in full swing. We're deep into the NBA and NHL playoffs, and SeatGeek is the smartest, easiest way to get tickets to every game. SeatGeek helps you find the best seats at the best prices, fully guaranteed. With the SeatGeek app, you can be anywhere, and with just a few taps, you can instantly find seats. Best of all, our listeners get $20 off their first SeatGeek purchase. Just download the SeatGeek app and enter promo code CANE today. That's promo code CANE for $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase.
Decking, railing, lighting, furniture, fencing, framing. At Trex, we make the most in outdoor living because you deserve to get more from your life outdoors. So why not start bringing your ideas to life now with the brand that's engineering what's next? To learn more about all of the outdoor solutions Trex has to offer, or to find a local retailer or a certified Trex Pro deck builder near you, visit Trex.com. That's T-R-E-X.com.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. At this hour, the 76ers and Raptors staring at elimination tonight, down 3-0. Philadelphia's home to Boston, Toronto at Cleveland. That one at 8 Eastern on ESPN Radio. One reason both series end tonight, some players are already on to the offseason, believes Hall of Famer Isaiah Thomas.
You really do need 12 men committed to winning a basketball game, you know, to avoid a sweep. Normally what happens is that 2 to 3 guys have already planned for their vacation, so they're not as committed. You really do need 12 men committed, and I just don't see Philadelphia or Toronto. They will have 12 men committed to winning the game.
Isaiah Thomas on Golic and Wingo. Pistons parted ways with President of Basketball Ops and Coach Stan Van Gundy. Van Gundy had full authority on player personnel and staffing. After Detroit missed the playoffs for the third time in 4 years, owner Tom Gore has promised changes recently, which Van Gundy reportedly resisted. NHL, Capitals up 3-2, can knock out the Penguins with a win in Game 6 tonight. The Predators facing a must-win in their Game 6. They're at the Jets.
Coming up Tuesday, did LeBron single-handedly ruin the Raptors' entire season? We'll break down Game 4, plus the latest from Celtics Sixers. Could either team take the Cavs? That and more. Golic and Wingo Tuesday, 6 Eastern, ESPN Radio, ESPN News.
Find great gifts for mom and big home improvement savings during Menards Mother's Day sale. Get a great night's sleep with Serta. Right now, all Serta mattresses are on sale. The Lamont Memory Foam Queen Mattress has 5 unique layers to provide 14 inches of foam comfort, just $699. Plus, get a free box spring when you purchase any Serta Perfect Sleeper mattress. Offers good through May 12th. Plus, Menards gift cards are perfect for Mother's Day.
Save big money at Menards.
Whether your project is below ground, above ground, or you're just breaking ground, United Rentals has the equipment and tools you need. We rent, sell, and service everything from forklifts and backhoes to scissor lifts, trench shoring systems, and portable restrooms. We also offer a complete range of industrial tools and small equipment for any job, small or large. Count on United Rentals for the world's largest rental fleet, backed by a team of equipment experts ready to help you get the job done. For the branch nearest you, visit unitedrentals.com or call 800-UR-RENTS.
There are still companies that care, companies that have your back, companies that provide stability for you and your family. PMX Industries in Cedar Rapids is one of those companies. You can start at $17.27 an hour with great benefits you'd expect from a company that treats you like family. Sometimes it's the small things like holiday parties, summer picnics, and movie parties that speak volumes about your work family. Learn more about the PMX family at ipmx.com.
Ready?
Bring it on.
Iowa Hawkeyes.
Back in black.
That was a softball.
Okay. Minnesota Twins.
Double vision.
Nice. Now give me one.
Pittsburgh Penguins.
Ooh, hockey. How about cold as ice?
Good. Packers?
Easy. Bang the drum.
We rule.
From stats to stacks. Smart Sports on KGYM and Smart Rock on Smart FM. 95.1 Cedar Rapids, 98.5 Iowa City.
Mom has her own special place in your heart, and Mother's Day is the perfect time to find the Pandora gifts that celebrate everything she is at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Let Jared's experts help you mix and match to create the perfect gift for mom. And right now, you can get a free Jared-exclusive Pandora piece or jewelry case with your Pandora purchase of $125 or more. Exclusive gifts from Pandora. That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See store and jared.com for details.
The Fix Finder tool from AutoZone is a source of relief. Because when your check engine goes, our Fix Finder goes. No matter what your problem is, our Fix Finder will help you troubleshoot it. For some, it's just a loose gas cap. For others, an O2 sensor. So you can kiss that yellow light goodbye and go. It's the free Fix Finder from AutoZone. It's just one more way AutoZone helps you do more. Because doing more is what we do best. So visit any of our 5,500 AutoZone locations nationwide today. See store for details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
I'm Kyle Montgomery with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Up until last week, Khalil McKenzie, son of Raiders GM Reggie McKenzie, hated the rival Chiefs. Then he got drafted by him. The younger McKenzie finished his second day at Chiefs rookie minicamp Sunday and says he won't be asking his dad why the Raiders didn't draft him first.
He has his job to do and then I have mine. That's just how it goes in our family. He does what he can. I'm happy for him and everyone is excited about it. Everyone's, ready to see me in red and ready to see me go out there and be the best for my team.
Meantime, at Seahawks rookie minicamp, one of the stars so far is fifth-round pick Shaquem Griffin. Pete Carroll says Griffin, who lost his hand at the age of 4 due to a rare medical condition, has made several nice plays in pass coverage so far. And the Browns signed the second-round pick, Nevada offensive lineman Austin Corbett, who is expected to get the first shot at replacing the recently retired All-Pro Joe Thomas at left tackle. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
It's only natural that some garden soil is better than others. Like Nature's Care organic soil at the Home Depot. Right now, it's at a special buy of 2 bags for just $12. Plants get a healthier start with Nature's Care raised bed soil, potting mix, or garden soil. And right now, you'll enjoy some pretty healthy savings. What's more natural than that? Nature's Care organic soil. 2 bags, just $12. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through May 9th. Product selection varies by store.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your Social Security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Back to the Todd Brodelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
What the hell are you guys all dressed up for?
Hour number two, underway on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Alex Kuhn alongside Kyle Mann, taking you up until 7 o'clock, where we're going to hand you off on the North Gym to Cardinals and Twins, broadcasted on the Treasure Island Baseball Network. The Minnesota Twins taking on the St. Louis Cardinals on the road at Busch Stadium, where last night the Cardinals finished off the sweep of the Chicago Cubs in the first full series of the season. As I mentioned, Alex Kuhn, Kyle Mann, Jeff Downing. We still have 2 hours to play with. At the bottom of this hour, Greg Wyshynski of ESPN, the senior NHL writer, is going to join us to talk about 52-32's Las Vegas Golden Knights. 52-32 on the Hurtin and Stocker text line, reminding me that I predicted that the Golden Knights would be eliminated in the first round. Not only were they not eliminated, they are still alive. They are headed to the Western Conference Finals as an expansion team, a place where I've only seen my St. Louis Blues twice in my lifetime.
That's
Yes, I'm a little bitter, 52-32, yeah. But congratulations, and this team could win it all. I'm convinced at this point. I was way wrong. And they are legitimately a good team. But we'll talk about that with Greg Wyshynski at 5:30.
We're going to get into a little bit of NBA chatter because the text line was lighting up when I brought up Jordan and LeBron. We'll get to that in a second, but I tease this right at the end of hour number one. I always said that one thing that bothered me quite a bit.
Oh, I forgot you were going to bring this up.
Oh, I'm bringing this up. One thing that bothered me quite a bit was when people wanted to talk about their fantasy league that I wasn't in. So somebody comes, oh, I got Alvin Kamara in this league and Amari Cooper, and I don't know whether I should sit him or play him, and then he scored 27 points, and I left him on my bench. If you're in my league, great, that's fine. But if you're not, I don't understand why people think that we care. And I think you brought up a good point, Kyle. I almost called you Todd. Sorry about that. You brought up a good point, Kyle. I think everybody, that's a language that a lot of men,
it's relatable,
speak, especially sports fans speak. It's relatable. Well, I have found something that bothers me more than that. And this all started about a week ago, and a lot of people know that my younger brother Gabe is chasing his dream of playing in the NFL. And I'm kind of sitting here waiting for news. I'll check my phone just to see if he like called or FaceTimed or sent me a text, because he's been giving me updates on how his pursuit is going. For those that don't know, he's going to be in minicamp with the New Orleans Saints at the end of this week. So best of luck to him. But about 2 weeks ago, like I said, I'm sitting on pins and needles waiting for that phone to ring to see what happens. I get a FaceTime call from him.
Oh, I remember this happening.
I get a FaceTime call from him, and he goes, Alex, you're not going to believe this. And I'm like, oh, what's going on? What's happening? I just won a battle royale in Fortnite. Is that what they call it?
That's exactly it. A victory royale.
Victory royale in Fortnite. For those that don't know, that's a video game that is absolutely drawing people to it and addicting our youth. It's taking over kids age 17 to about 25. Right? Am I wrong? 27, 28?
Yeah, I'd even say a little bit older, too.
And for the younger listeners out there, they know exactly what I'm talking about because they probably play it. But that's all that people who play that game talk about anymore. I went...
At me, bro.
Exactly. You do it, too. Hey, last night I was playing Fortnite, and you just showed me a picture during the break, and that's why I brought this story up.
It was a cool picture.
Ugh, God.
I won, though, dude.
I know, you did. And then you showed... Look how big this fort is.
This big fort.
It's amazing. It's amazing why teenagers and young adults think that, and Joel and Muscatine is pointing out that those aren't kids. And then now John from Tiffin says that the kids are much younger than 17. There are kids much younger than 17 playing Fortnite. It is an addiction at this point.
And those two comments kind of tell you what kind of age range you're working with. Five-year-olds, they're not kids. And so you've got adults playing, and then you've also got John from Tiffin. He says the kids are way younger than 17. You're talking about like 9, 10 years old to up to, I would even say, like 30.
So this is a game that, and I'm sure the Talk Sports crowd is loving this discussion, but esports are a thing, right?
Yeah, they are. And this
Whatever, I'm not going down that road. But what I'm saying is this is a game where you have to interact and play with other people who are located in different locations. That's a must, right?
You can't just certain modes, yeah.
I've never seen someone just play like a single game by themselves. Maybe they do. Maybe it's possible, but I've never seen it. But you're telling me that when you're playing this game, Kyle, like you're talking on your little thing. You can tell I'm not a gamer. Yeah. Never been a gamer.
It's called a headset.
But you're talking on your headset, and you're telling me that sometimes there are like 8 and 9 year olds on the other end that are talking crap to you.
I have a perfect example for this. I'll keep it short, and we can move on.
Please, but thank you.
I have this one buddy who I play with. It's called squads. You can play with up to 4 different people on a team. I have one buddy I played with, and we got auto filled. Two strangers. One of our strangers was a British man, presumably playing from England, or at least of English descent. And our other one was a elementary schooler who was clearly in elementary school but didn't want to tell us what grade he was in, which good for him.
Lovely.
But, I mean, just in the one game, we had a 10-year-old and a full-grown British adult.
And I know that it's becoming an addiction because I was at Western Illinois University over the weekend. I have a friend that's graduating from there shortly, one of my brother's friends, actually. And when you're spending money on top of what you spent for the game, for example, like you pay to get a certain suit or you pay to like, when you're actively spending money to enhance your chances at a game, that's when I think that it becomes an addiction. That's when I classify it as taking over.
That's kind of the best part of Fortnite. It's not even free to, or it doesn't cost you to buy. You can download it for free and all that extra stuff is up to you. I haven't spent a single dime whatsoever. Not even to get
Wait
the game.
Wait a second. So you don't pay to get the game?
No, you just download it on your console or
John
computer.
From Tiffin says that the game has made over $200 million in March. So you're not even paying the $45 that you usually pay for a game, and yet they still made $200 million.
It's the new freemium model,
dude. Oh, my
goodness. It came from cell phone apps.
All right, well.
You don't have to pay for the game if you're going to be buying little itty-bitty things all along the way. Rather than a huge $60 sum up front, you can... You know, you're going to get $5 to $10 increments for the next year.
39, 38, I'm 34, and I play Fortnite. So I'm glad I got this off my chest, because I don't play, and the people that play it really, like, really love talking about it.
It's a cool game. I won't talk anymore about it, but it's just a cool game.
People are consumed by it, and... We 5144. We bribe my 10-year-old son with the V-Bucks.
Hey,
so like you get an A in school, you get a new suit on Fortnite.
I bet,
and I bet it works.
Yeah,
that's a crazy thing.
I guarantee that's an effective form of what do they call that? Allowance. His new allowance is V-Bucks.
Oh, the NBA. LeBron James.
A lot of NBA guys play Fortnite.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
Anyway.
I brought up this question in hour number one, 319-366-1600. That's our phone line and our Hurtian and Stocker text line. Why do people have such a problem admitting that they're witnessing this guy's sheer greatness, one of the greatest players to ever play the game? And I don't like comparing him to Jordan because I think that Jordan... And him are such different players. Jordan was better at things that LeBron has as a somewhat of a weakness, and LeBron is able to do things that Jordan couldn't do. I think that you'd have to do a pro and con list of both players and then measure them out to really make a good judgment of who's better than who. That's just my personal. People will point to the six rings, but I'll follow with LeBron's never lost a first round series. Jordan lost three. That's just me. But I got to thinking something, Kyle. LeBron James was on the cover of Sports Illustrated from age 17. And as somebody pointed out earlier today, oh my goodness, 6439, thank you. Somebody pointed out earlier today, his games were on pay-per-view when he was in high school. He was labeled as the greatest player in the history of high school basketball from age 16 or 17. And Kyle, he has exceeded expectations. He got impossible expectations coming into this league. And he has exceeded them. He has been better than anybody thought that he would be.
I think when all is said and done, he's going to have accrued a lot of stats. He's going to have a lot of accomplishments to his name, but it kind of gives me, I'm going to be honest, it gives me goosebumps when this comes up, because you're exactly right. He, you know, how often do you hear, oh, you know, let's pump the brakes on this freshman.
Every time.
This number one overall draft pick, let's pump
every
the brakes. They're not going to live up to expectations.
Every year.
LeBron was in high school, and as you just said, anointed the next greatest thing, the next best player. And he has done nothing but live up to those expectations. He has ran this league for 10, you know, however long it's been, 10, 11, 12 years. And that alone, not only has he lived up, you know, to the expectations talent-wise, but he's dealt with the pressure. He's been, you know, say what you want about the decision or, you know, all those things. He's been extremely professional and just has dealt with everything with such, you know, I won't necessarily say grace, but, you know, he got a lot thrown on his plate at 17 years old, and it didn't bother him at all. He's done, it has not, you know, handicapped him whatsoever.
The Cleveland Cavaliers are up 3-0 on the Toronto Raptors, and they play tonight,
yep,
correct?
Yep.
And the Cavaliers are on the brink of sweeping the Toronto Raptors, the number one seed in the Eastern Conference. And just about a week ago, after the Pacers series went to Game 7, there were a lot of questions, and rightfully so. I think that the Cavaliers roster is made up of a ton of role players, and LeBron is obviously clearly stealing the show and doing everything for this basketball team. But we thought this was going to be a series. And I have been hearing, because after last year's NBA Finals, I said to the NBA crowd, I'm like, I can't do this anymore because I know what's going to happen. There's no intrigue to me. And to some people, you have your vested interests, you have your teams, you're in this area, you're a Timberwolves fan, you're a Bucks fan, you're a Bulls fan, great. You have a vested interest in the league. For me, on the outside looking in, I knew what was going to happen. And people said, I don't know. Cleveland, they're vulnerable. And you know what? They look vulnerable in the first round. And I thought to myself, okay, well, that was the Pacers. Victor Oladipo was good. That was the Pacers, though. Nobody thought that they had a chance. They took them to 7 games. LeBron wins in the end. But the Toronto Raptors were the team that all the NBA fans were saying, you know what? I think this could be the year for Toronto.
Number one seed.
They got the number one seed. They have home court advantage. They're talented. And I watch them, and in a vacuum, they are. They look good on paper. But LeBron James is so, I mean, he's living rent-free in the Toronto Raptors' head. I mean, it's bad. It's a team with DeMar DeRozan, Kyle Lowry, a lot of really good athletes, a team that shoots the ball pretty well, looks good on paper, the number one seed in the Eastern Conference, and they're down 3-0 to one guy.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as a one-player team. Well, yeah, there is. It's residing in Cleveland, Ohio right now. Did you see the SNL skit this past weekend?
I did not.
This doesn't play very well on the radio, but I'll see if we can put it on our Facebook page. It was basically making fun of the Cavaliers and all the they ran through the teammates of LeBron, and it's, I'm 54 years old, and all I do is serve water to LeBron, and my kids play on the team too. They play for the Cavaliers. It's hilarious. I'll put it on our Facebook page. But yes, the LeBron and Jordan takes are flying in on the text line. I think that I'd never understood the argument. I think that they're two different players. It's hard to compare them, but I know that people get riled up over it. But we'll get into the Boston Celtics and what they're doing right now. Brad Stevens is an unbelievable basketball coach. An unbelievable basketball coach. And we'll see how they fare against Cleveland in the second round. If it does, in fact, get to that point, I think both teams are up 3-0 in their respective series. So I'm not trying to put the cart before the horse, but there is no, I will say this right now, there's no chance Toronto's coming back.
They're definitely not coming back to win the series, because especially at this point, you come in as the number one seed. Especially, you know, Cleveland just went 7 games with the Pacers. You got to be feeling pretty good probably coming into the series. You're now down 3-0. LeBron has ripped your heart out in your own building. You want to talk about being deflated and just not having much left in the tank. I think Toronto is a good candidate for that. I'm with you. I think Cleveland, we spent most of the season just kind of assuming that Cleveland was going to get all the way through. And for a while, I thought I bought into Boston. I even bought into Toronto. I thought defensively, I think I said on the air when we spoke last week that I thought Toronto's defense was going to give LeBron big problems. But we need to just recognize that with LeBron right now, we're witnessing absolute greatness. And because this could turn out to be kind of a, you know, even if they go on to get eliminated next round, this could be a defining sort of performance in this series for LeBron. Because, you know, you've heard about how bereft of talent, how bereft of depth this team is. And LeBron really single-handedly has powered them past the number one seed in the conference.
I will say this, though, in 0913, I agree with you 100%. Toronto is mentally weak, and that comes from their leaders, DeRozan and Lowry. And you know what? I think that comparatively to LeBron, yes, that's true. We'll see how this series shapes up. But you know what, Kyle? I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure that if he single-handedly gets this team to the finals and they get swept again by Golden State, he will get any credit. Because he is another guy, just like the discussions we have about everything in 2018, where you are either 100% on his side or 100% against him, and those who are 100% against them are loud, and it doesn't matter who he has on his team or what he accomplishes. He never gets those excuses. Ever. Never has. Never will. He couldn't get Anderson Varejão and Antoine Jameson and those those cast, Mo Williams, the cast of misfits to the finals. Well, it must be something LeBron's doing, even though he's averaging 32 and 16 and 16 a night.
Right.
It's LeBron's fault. And I will say he's a very streaky shooter, which I think is what separates him from Michael Jordan, because Michael Jordan could take over games very effectively. I mean, him and Kobe, that style of player, much more natural offensive player. So I think that this debate is based off of which brand of basketball you like. But I don't understand how you can't look at this and say, he is really the best player that we've seen in the last 20 years. He's one of the top two of all time.
That's kind of, I touched on this early in the show during the Open, I believe. And what I think you just touched on was very, very true, especially for the longest time. You know, you just can't compare LeBron and Kobe. It's tough to compare Michael and Magic.
Kobe was also a much more natural offensive player.
Yeah, they're just sort of different players. LeBron and Magic versus Michael Jordan and Kobe, they're just different. You've got Magic and LeBron as facilitators, the other two as scorers. But sort of what I was saying in this series with Toronto, you've seen LeBron make some really tough shots, and that's what he was going for. He's just getting a little bit of space, making a tough shot. And if this is how he's going to close his career out, as also becoming a little bit of a scorer, then it's not so apples to oranges. You've seen LeBron be the best of the facilitating type, and then there's a possibility here that we're going to see him also be very competent as a shooter scorer. And if that comes to fruition over the next 2 to 3 years, then I think LeBron's going to have a really, really strong argument in the argument for GOAT.
3-9-3-6-6-1600 Hockey Guy, I agree. Hockey, he says hockey is done with this debate. Already had it 40 years ago with Gordie Howe and Wayne Gretzky. The statistic I will throw out there, if Wayne Gretzky never scored a goal in his NHL career, he would have the most points in NHL history. There we go. Joel in Muscatine joins us. Joel, how are you?
Good. How are you guys?
I'm doing well. Go ahead.
Okay, so this whole discussion, it's interesting that we do this in sports, but we don't do it in other things like music. Basically, this discussion is who's better entertaining, Frank Sinatra or Justin Timberlake? You're always going to have generations that will never agree that the younger performer or the younger athlete is better than the person they idolized growing up. So that's kind of where we're at right now. I don't have a dog in the fight when it comes to basketball. I don't know greatness. I just know what excited me when I watched Bird and Jordan and these guys play when I was a kid. I watched LeBron, and I can tell that the style is different, but I can also tell that he's one of the most gifted athletes I've ever seen in any sport that I've ever watched. So to me, it's like my grandfather would watch Justin Timberlake and say, that guy, I understand he's talented, but I just don't get it. It's not what I want to watch. I'd rather watch or listen to Sinatra. You know, it's that same discussion. It's just a different medium. To me, he's probably the best athlete that's played the game. Jordan was a great athlete. I think what separated Jordan was what he had between his ears, but I don't think that you can say that LeBron has that much less of a killer instinct and a competitive ability to win. I just think it's really not even fair to go apples to apples anymore with these guys, because it's a generational difference. The rules are different. Everything is different. You just have to appreciate people in the era that they play. You know, 10 years from now, there might be a 7-footer or a 7-foot-2 guy who's doing what LeBron James can do behind the three-point line. Who knows how it's going to shift here in 10, 15, 20 years. I think you just have to enjoy the great athletes while we have them and not waste so much energy trying to figure out if he was better than my hero when I was a kid. So,
I appreciate the phone call, Joel, and well said.
I thought he nailed that.
Well, he did. We got to get right to a big board update because we're running a little behind.
Rick Heller's Hawkeye baseball team had its most consequential series of the season so far over the weekend and came away with a series victory against Oklahoma State. Iowa dropped Game 1 7-6 before exploding in Game 2 to score 16 runs for the second time in less than a week, with Matt Hoig leading with 6 RBI and a 16-14 victory. Jack Dreyer then got the start in place of Cole McDonald on Sunday, and Hoig had 2 more RBI and an 11-3 victory. College Sports Madness now projects the Hawkeyes to be firmly in the NCAA tournament field, and they'll finish the regular season with series against Northwestern and Penn State, the bottom dwellers of the Big Ten. The Big Ten softball tournament will begin later this week, and Marla Looper's Hawkeyes earned themselves a 12 seed, and they'll take on 5th seeded Ohio State this Thursday at 7 in Madison, Wisconsin. It'll likely be Allison Ducey in the circle, and it'll be the first meeting this season between the Hawkeyes and Buckeyes. The Colonels dropped 2-3 over the weekend against West Michigan, spoiling 5 shutout innings from Brewster Gratterall on Friday. They still lead the Western Division with a record of 14-10 and move on to begin a series at Dayton beginning at 6 tonight. It'll be Edward Kalina on the mound, and the last time he started, he combined with Giovanni Moran to no-hit the South Bend Cubs. Tonight after our show, we'll have the Cardinals fresh off of their sweep of the Cubs hosting the Twins. It'll be the Twins' second top prospect and Fernando Romero on the mound opposite John Gant. And that game should start pretty much right away on 107.5 FM The North, Jim.
We're going to hit a bottom of the hour break, and then Greg Wyshynski of ESPN will talk a little Stanley Cup playoffs with us. This bottom of the hour break is brought to you by Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle. Learn more at ncsei.com.
You'll find more and more companies in the IT business charging a flat rate to their client each month, but we don't have that here. I'm Patty with Network Computer Solutions. We would never charge somebody just to have a relationship with them, only for services that we provide, because we really value the relationship that we have with our clients.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
An English poet named Robert Browning said, "Motherhood, all love begins and ends here." Tom and Jay Hoyt at Siebke Hoyt Jewelers say, "We're the jewelry store that celebrates a mother's love." And man, are they celebrating with incredible fashion and fine jewelry for mom. Plus, with your purchase of just $149 or more, you'll get a gorgeous spring bouquet of flowers. How about that? Incredible jewelry, incredible prices, and a bouquet of flowers. Pick from our hot new trends with fashions from Lafon, Slate & Tell, Gabriel & Company, Henry Dossie, and more, many more. Or consider upgrading her diamond studs for a full credit on her old ones. Mother's Day is this Sunday, May 13th, so stop in this week and celebrate her love, Siebke Hoyt style. We're Siebke Hoyt Jewelers, where Cedar Rapids gets engaged and celebrates a mother's love.
You've heard the phrase free checking before and found out it wasn't exactly free, right? At Two Rivers Bank and Trust, free checking means just that, free checking. No minimum balance, no monthly service charge, even a free thank you gift. They'll buy back unused checks and debit cards up to $10 and refund ATM fees from other financial institutions up to $15 per month. $50 minimum deposit to open.
Visit Two Rivers Bank in Iowa City, Coralville, or tworivers.bank to sign up for your truly free checking. My neighborhood, my bank. Member FDIC.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
It's the greatest spectacle in racing. Race to Win. Race to Win on Sports Radio, KGYM. Keep track of guesses and play along weekday afternoons with the Gym Class or the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Up for grabs. More than $1,000 worth of prizes on this year's game board. Race to Win. Match any two prizes and you're an instant winner. Race to Win is brought to you by Siegel's Jewelry, Speedy's Indoor Karting, and Domino's Pizza. Race to Win. Going on now on Sports Radio, KGYM.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
Look at this guy, so hopped up on goofballs and grass, he's got no idea what's going on.
Welcome back to Studio A on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Hour number two rolling on with a little bit of NHL talk. Alex Kuhn alongside Kyle Mann, Jeff Downing, our producer, sitting across the glass. And I know that there are no teams in this area, no regional teams left in the Stanley Cup playoffs, but that doesn't mean that the storylines are not there. The Vegas Golden Knights, an expansion team rolling on towards the Western Conference Finals. The Tampa Bay Lightning are the team in the Eastern Conference that has made the Eastern Conference Finals, and we have a couple of Game Sixes tonight in the NHL as the Washington Capitals take on the Pittsburgh Penguins. And the Nashville Predators take on the Winnipeg Jets. Here to talk about the NHL playoffs, senior NHL writer for ESPN, Greg Wyshynski, joins the show once again. And Greg, let's start with that Washington and Pittsburgh series. Washington has a 3-2 lead, and we know the history of this series. Does Washington need to close out Pittsburgh tonight to avoid going to Game 7 and having that juju creep back into their minds?
Yeah, I don't know if the bad juju is coming back in this series, to be honest with you. I think they want to generally avoid a Game 7 because you never know what's going to happen in a Game 7. One bad bounce here or there, and all of a sudden you're done. But I've been around this Washington team for a lot of years, and I got to tell you that I think mentally this is a different group. You know, there was no tension in the building in Game 5, even when they were down by a goal in the third period. Here in Pittsburgh before Game 6, There's a solemn focus on the task at hand, and no mind paid to the previous history between these teams. So I think it's a different Caps team. So even if they don't close it out tonight, I wouldn't write them off completely for a game seven, even though historically we know what they end up doing in a game seven.
So let's talk about the big story right now in the NHL, the Vegas Golden Knights moving on to the Western Conference Finals. I'm not even talking about your time covering the sport of hockey, because I think this is one of the most, this is the most improbable run in the history of the sport. But where does this story rank among things you've ever seen in the history of sports?
Oh, it's an underdog story like we've never seen before. I mean, it is a team that didn't exist last year that all of a sudden is now 8 wins away from winning the Stanley Cup, which is something that some franchises that have been in this league since the 1960s have never even done. So it's unprecedented as far as the success for a first-year team. But, you know, the more layers you peel back on the story, the more it makes sense. You know, they grabbed the seventh or eighth best forward from each team. They grabbed the fourth best defenseman from each team, or at least they had the ability to do so. And in Marc-Andre Fleury, they grabbed a legitimate starting goaltender from the Pittsburgh Penguins, which is something that a lot of expansion teams didn't have the chance to do. So the draft itself, the parameters of the draft, I think, set them up with players they selected. It also made some other teams, in particular Florida, Anaheim, and Minnesota, panic and make bad trades. And because of that, the Golden Knights were clearly several cuts above what we normally see from an expansion team in their first season.
It seems like since the beginning of these playoffs, everybody is thinking that they're going to get bounced. They beat the Kings. They beat the Sharks, a team you were high on. We'll get to the Sharks in a second. But my question is, does this team have a chance against either Winnipeg or Nashville?
Oh, completely. They could beat anybody. If they get the goaltending they've gotten from Fleury, and I think Fleury was the most important part of that win over the Sharks, the save that he made in that overtime against Logan Couture, and then moments later, William Karlsson scoring the game winner, was, to me, the turning point in the series. If he continues to play as well as he has, and they continue to do what they do best, which is roll four lines and skate up and down and play a real smart north-south game, they can beat either Nashville, Winnipeg, or whoever comes out of the Eastern Conference. There's a very legitimate and realistic chance that the Vegas Golden Knights are going to win the Stanley Cup this year.
So let's talk about that Nashville and Winnipeg series, because so far we've seen some flashes from the odds-on favorite to win the Stanley Cup prior to these playoffs in the Nashville Predators, but it looks like Winnipeg has shown more flashes, has been the better team for much of this series. How can Nashville turn the tide a little bit here in Game 6?
They need to get back to what they did best in Game 4, which was shut it down and play a smart defensive game in front of Pekka Rene, who obviously is run way too hot and cold in these playoffs. And they were really spoiled with what he gave them in the first three rounds last year. He's not that goalie traditionally in these playoffs. And now we're kind of seeing him revert to form where he's getting pulled one game, playing great the next game, getting pulled the next game kind of thing. But in game four, they played a really smart, responsible, almost trap-like hockey that a lot of the Winnipeg players said was like trying to skate into a wall after the game. So if they can do that, they might be in business, because otherwise Winnipeg's shown in this series that when they want to exert their will on the Predators and their top two lines are going as well as they have been going, then this is going to be a series that they could easily close out tonight.
Greg Wyshynski, senior NHL writer for ESPN, joining us on the program. And Greg, this has been, it's been well documented and talked about in national hockey circles and national media circles as well. But I want to ask you, does the NHL have an officiating problem? Because it seems like we're hearing it all over the place right now.
In these playoffs, they do for sure. I mean, it's been wildly inconsistent, blatant plays in critical parts of the game not being called for penalties. You know, I know a lot of attention's been paid to the Department of Player Safety and some of the suspensions they've handed out, in particular the Tom Wilson one here in this Capitals-Penguins series with him getting three games. I think overall they've done a pretty good job of player safety. I think the real issue has been the officiating on the ice, which has been very inconsistent, as bad as I can remember from previous playoffs. And hopefully there's going to be some evaluation and trying to figure out exactly how this has gone off the rails, because if you're a Boston Bruins fan, I don't think the officiating is the reason your team was eliminated, but it certainly didn't help.
Now, I look at that Boston series, and you bring up the officiating, we talk about the player safety, but The Brad Marchand incidents, where he the second time during the playoffs where he has licked an opponent's face, and he was warned by the NHL. He thinks that's ridiculous. Should he have been reprimanded at all for the second time doing that in the course of just a few weeks?
Well, the real issue is, you know, initially the league was saying that he had been warned after the first time. Now, there might have been some miscommunication there, and he actually wasn't. Marchand claims he never got that message from the league. But, you know, this is sort of a, you know, we'll give you a warning and then hit you with a hammer kind of league. And if they didn't give him a warning on the first lick, then I don't think they could necessarily suspend him for the second one, because they never told him in the first place, apparently, that it was a problem. So that's kind of the way they operate. And I suppose it's not a surprise that there was no supplemental discipline that came his way after they finally told him to knock it off. But, you know, listen, I'm down with about 85%. Of what Marchand does. I think he's a fun player. I've always gravitated towards the agitators and the rats in this league. I had a Claude Lemieux jersey when I was a kid. But licking is gross. Licking is trafficking in an area that involves disease, personal space, and a lot of other things. And I'm happy that the league finally stepped in and said something to him, because it was kind of getting out of hand.
That it was. Greg Wyshynski, NHL writer for ESPN, joining us. And let's talk about the San Jose Sharks for just a second, because you wrote about them today. They were eliminated by the Vegas Golden Knights. Does this team right now have enough young talent to keep the window open for a little bit longer, because that core of that team is aging just a little bit?
Yeah, I think the window is wide open next season. I mean, the Kevin LeBlanc and Timo Meier and a few of the other players, Joaquin Noah, a couple of the other players they have on that team, to me, have been really positive developments as far as the youth movement goes. But the window is wide open next season, because they have to then evaluate what they're doing with both Logan Couture and Joe Pavelski, whose contracts are headed towards their conclusion. You figure maybe Joe Thornton comes back for one more ride next year as well. So the big question is, with this group intact for one more season, one more big run before they have to start worrying about salary cap considerations, how much money will be on the table for John Tavares of the New York Islanders if he hits the market? And would Tavares entertain the option of going to San Jose and succeeding Joe Thornton as the team's focal point at center? I it's a possibility. Everything I've heard from around the Tavares situation in this league tells you that the Sharks are expected to be one of his suitors. The question is whether they can make the money work, and if they do make the money work, what that means repercussion-wise down the line for the other players that need new contracts after next season.
All right, Greg, one more before we let you go. A couple of game sixes tonight. Capitals, Penguins, Predators, Jets. Who you got?
Well, I mean, it is Caps 10s, so it's going seven. And I'll say Winnipeg closes out for the Predators tonight. It'll be another in a string of disappointing campaigns for the Predators outside of last year's uptick in quality. And yet again, we see a team constructed by GM David Poile on paper that looks like it can win a cup and then doesn't even play for one, which is kind of encapsulating his career despite a lot of regular season success.
Greg Wyshynski, senior NHL writer for ESPN. Thanks so much for joining us.
Anytime. Thanks for having me.
The Vegas Golden Knights, Kyle. They're in the Western Conference Finals. I know you're not a big hockey fan.
That's the one team that I've at least kept my eye on, just because I, like you said, I'm not a huge hockey guy, but I'm aware that a year ago this team didn't even exist. These players didn't even play together, and this is pretty much an unprecedented run for an expansion team in any sport.
See, this is what gets me, because I'm a persecuted Blues fan. Okay, my team, I've never seen them in a Stanley Cup final, ever. I've seen them in two Western Conference finals, and they lost both of them. And they just played a team in the San Jose Sharks who are in a similar fan. Their fans are in a similar situation. This core group, Joe Thornton, Joe Pavelski, Brent Burns, you go down the line, they added Evander Kane this year. They've been together for a while, and really the only time where their fans got excited is when they were in the Stanley Cup final against Pittsburgh a couple of years ago, where they lost in six. And they just got eliminated by an expansion team. The LA Kings have won their core group has definitely aged, but they've won a few cups in the last 10 years. they got eliminated by an expansion team. So there are so many long-suffering fan bases in the NHL, the Toronto Maple Leafs, who were eliminated, the St. Louis Blues, I can throw in there. And this expansion team looks like they have a legitimate shot in year one to do something that none of these long-suffering fan bases that I just mentioned have ever seen. So it's really cool, but for me, it's a little bit of a tough pill to swallow.
This makes me wonder, and I think what you just said, there are a lot of fan bases who have been through, you know, a lot more than the Vegas Golden Knight fan base. And it from the outside looking in, I'm curious, does hockey's expansion system need a little bit of tweaking? Because like you just outlined, there's a lot of cities, there's a lot of fan bases who have been in this for the long haul and, you know, dealt with a lot of frustration. And it looks a little bit like, you know, the expansion rules as they are in the NHL, they gifted Vegas one of the best teams in the league. And does that sit right with, you know, the NHL diehards?
I don't have a problem with the way the system was set up, because I look at it, and at least from some of these teams' perspective, they didn't give away any key players, any key core players, and they also didn't give away any of their young players. The young players that they had on their team that were on NHL rosters were protected. And the Golden Knights didn't go after any of the big name guys that weren't protected, because teams would trade assets in return to not select those guys in the expansion draft. So yeah, there are a lot of reasons that this team has been so successful, but none of the other teams in the NHL have any excuse. I just can't get past the fact that this team is put together with a lot of third line misfits, and they're 8 wins away from winning a Stanley Cup. It's hard to wrap your mind around.
Where would you say that ranks among some, you know, we've got to be talking within the context of some of the greatest playoff runs ever, most improbable, most, you know, just your biggest darlings ever. An expansion team in year one to the finals?
Yeah, ever. That's why I'm saying this is one of the most unique this is one of the most unique stories in the history of sports, because we've never seen anything like it. Yes, the St. Louis Blues in their first year made it to the Stanley Cup final, but their entire half of the league was made up of expansion teams, so that doesn't count. Sorry, Blues, that doesn't count. We have never seen an expansion team really even, and in the modern era, make the playoffs, much less get through 2 rounds of the playoffs and look like a team that has a chance to win. And I'm not saying that they will. I think it's going to be very tough no matter who they play. I think they'll probably be playing Winnipeg in the Western Conference Finals, but they have a chance against anybody that they play. What we have a chance to do is we have a $30 gift card to the Stadium Bar and Grill that we're going to give away right now to caller number 6, 319-366-1600. We're going to step aside. We'll come back with a big board update. Kyle will give it to you, and we'll roll on towards 7 o'clock. More on the way after this.
A mother used to wear a crisply pressed dress, ride along on Sunday drives with a family, and serve meat and potatoes on the everyday china. Now a mother wears jeans, fast-tracks it in the minivan, and serves heart-healthy meals on eco-friendly plates. Yes, moms have changed a lot over the years, but Hertin and Stocker Jewelers still knows how to make them happy on Mother's Day. Since 1944, the Dickens family has been offering lovely gifts and helpful suggestions to children, and sometimes dads, to make Mother's Day especially special. This Mother's Day, come to Hertin and Stocker and choose beautiful and meaningful mother's jewelry, or perhaps a watch, or some other gift that mom will treasure. Stop and see what's in those famous windows at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then stop in and see Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Who's been named one of the 10 best burgers in Iowa? Burger Fiend. Their mouth-watering food is prepared with the highest quality ingredients right before your eyes. Every burger is created from 100% Angus beef that's ground fresh daily. And they serve hand-cut fries. Place your order, and your Burger Fiend burger is cooked to order. And you choose from 20 toppings, sauces, and add-ons to make it your own. Feed your inner fiend at Burger Fiend in the Old Springhouse building on Center Point Road, Cedar Rapids.
Hi, I'm Linda Hass. Is your company's current payroll provider striking out?
Die!
It's time to bring in relief. Switch to Future Systems, Inc., the most trusted payroll company in the corridor. From one employee to thousands of employees, Future Systems has the experience and expertise to save you time and money. Call in the big leaguers at Future Systems today at 800-453-5809 or learn more at future-systems.net.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
Back to the Todd Brodelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
Hang on just a second. Let me settle in, and I'll be right back.
Congrats to Brendan in Riverside, who is the winner of our $30 gift card to the Stadium Bar and Grill, where we will be next Thursday. Not this Thursday, but a week from Thursday for part as part of the KGYM road trip. Thank you to Greg Wyshynski, the senior NHL writer for ESPN, for joining us to wrap up hour number two. You missed anything, our podcast is going to be available at kgymradio.com, where you can also vote in our Emil's Hideaway poll question, which I believe goes a little something like this. In which sport is it the most difficult to reach the, quote, big time? MLB, NBA, NFL, racing, PGA, or NHL? And we have about an hour for you to vote in it. Right now, it's split between the MLB and NBA, 50-50. No other votes for any other sport. So an hour left to vote on that. In the meantime, what we're going to do right now is, first of all, we'll get to a big board update in a second. We're going to do Race to Win. So Brendan won our $30 gift card to the Stadium Bar and Grill, but we have a bunch of prizes that we are ready to give away. And I know a lot of people are keeping track at home, so it's like memory. You guess a spot, which would be number one through 24, any number. And you have to you pick one, and then you pick another square, and you hope that the prize matches up with the two squares that you select. Zach joined the gym class, and he uncovered a couple of squares. We can't give those away. If you want those, you can visit our website and get the Gym Class podcast, KGYM Radio. com. What we're going to do right now is it's time for a big board update with Kyle. Take it away, Kyle.
Rick Heller's Hawkeye baseball team had its most consequential series of the season so far over the weekend and came away with a series victory against Oklahoma State. Iowa dropped game one 7-6 before exploding in game two to score 16 runs for the second time in less than a week, with Matt Hoig leading with six RBI and a 16-14 victory. Jack Dreyer then got the start in place of Cole McDonald on Sunday, and Hoig had two more RBI in an 11-3 victory. College Sports Madness now projects the Hawkeyes to be firmly in the NCAA tournament field, and they'll finish the regular season with series against Northwestern and Penn State, the bottom dwellers of the Big Ten. The Big Ten softball tournament will begin later this week, and Marla Looper's Hawkeyes earned themselves a 12 seed, and they'll take on 5th seeded Ohio State this Thursday at 7 in Madison, Wisconsin. It'll likely be Allison Ducey in the circle, and it'll be the first meeting this season between the Hawkeyes and Buckeyes. The Colonels dropped 2-3 over the weekend against West Michigan, spoiling 5 shutout innings from Bruiser Gratterall on Friday. They still lead the Western Division with a record of 14-10 and move on to begin a series at Dayton beginning at 6 tonight. It'll be Edward Kalina on the mound, and the last time he started, he combined with Giovanni Moran to no-hit the South Bend Cubs. Tonight after our show, we'll have the Cardinals, fresh off their sweep of the Cubs, hosting the Twins. It'll be the Twins' second top prospect in Fernando Romero on the mound opposite John Gant, and that game should start pretty much right away on 107.5 FM The North, Jim.
Bruce Dar Gratterall, what a phenomenal name, and apparently a really good arm to boot. I saw a lot of people tweeting that he was throwing over 100 miles an hour on Friday night. Get out to the ballpark. When I get out to the ballpark, I can't wait to see him. I'll have to go out for one of his starts. What we need to do right now, we'll step aside. We're going to come back. We will solicit calls for Race to Win after the break. 319-366-1600. Not right now, but after the break, we'll come back. We'll begin hour number 3, and then somebody is going to have a chance to select a number between 1 and 24 and then try to match it up with the coinciding number of a prize. If you're able to do that, you'll win one of our 12 great prizes. So we'll step aside, we'll hit a top of the hour sports center, and then we'll be back with hour number 3. More on the way after this.
A piece of cake, a Sunday morning, ABC. Those are easy. So is earning the power rate and ATM refunds with power checking at Midwest One Bank. 9 out of 10 new users of power checking say they recommend it because it's easy to qualify and easy to use. Don't settle for free checking when you can earn the power rate with power checking.